Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There was a rare primary day debate among three of the gubernatorial candidates last night. Democrat Governor Deval Patrick, his Republican challenger Charles Baker, and Independent Timothy Cahill debated taxes, energy policy, and how to create jobs. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, it began quietly, but the gloves came off quickly.
The lineup for the governor's race has been settled for some time, which allowed the candidates to get an early jump on the post-primary debate season. Patrick, Baker, and Cahill argued last night on Dan Ray's Nightside program on WBZ Radio. Ray said he wanted a conversation, not a debate. But it didn't work out that way. One of the only moments of agreement came early on when Ray asked the candidates if Massachusetts workers are taxed too little, too much, or just right. Tim Cahill answered first.
Too much.
Governor?
Maybe too much.
Charlie
too
Baker.
Much.
We have agreement on a question. I think they should get applause for that. All right.
After that, there was no more applause for agreement. Republican Charlie Baker, who worked in the Weld administration, continued to cast himself as the experienced reformer. He chided Democrat Deval Patrick for overspending and being out of touch with voters.
I talk to people every day, and one of the things I hear over and over again from them is they don't believe Beacon Hill, under your leadership and the Treasurer's leadership, plays by the same values they play by. They don't believe you're living with the same recession that they're living with. They see spending that goes up by $3 billion over the course of the last few years at the same time that they're living with less and making adjustments and changing the way they live.
Cahill, who left the Democratic Party to run as an independent, also went after Patrick, accusing the governor of failing to make tough choices on spending in difficult times.
That's why we've raised taxes. They've raised taxes every year since he's been in office. That's when you've got to make really tough decisions, and you have to look outside of your office and look into the homes of the middle class, to those people who are struggling, those people who are without jobs, and try to create economic opportunity. Bringing down the cost of business, bringing down taxes, creates jobs.
For his part, Governor Patrick gave as good as he got. He defended his record, saying he's cut billions in state spending, reduced the state workforce, capped pensions, and lowered auto insurance rates, among other accomplishments.
Now look, in order to make real change as opposed to just talking about it, what it requires up on Beacon Hill is standing up to people in power. And that is something we have done, and frankly, the Charlie, you've never done. And we do it.
Governor, that is the
we
most...
Do it.
Governor,
we do it,
Governor,
excuse me, we do it. We do it because we believe that we should be governing for the greater good and not for the favor of a few.
Sparks also flew between Baker and Cahill, the state treasurer, especially when Baker tried to suggest that Cahill had hurt cities and towns.
Well, for the last 3 years, the folks on Beacon Hill, the governor and the treasurer, have been cutting local aid, which has affected police officers and has affected law enforcement and local government.
Charlie, I don't cut local aid. I just put money into local aid,
Tim, you've already
okay?
been pretty, you've said
no.
numbers.
I haven't been responsible
finish?
For it.
You?
Well, you've got to tell the truth, Charlie.
I am
I'll
telling
let you
the truth.
I have not cut local aid. I have provided local aid through my lottery for the past 7 years. So just tell the truth, and I won't interrupt you.
Excluded from last night's debate was Jill Stein, the Green Rainbow Party candidate for governor. Stein has been polling in the low single digits, and so she was not invited. But she was outside with a small but vocal group of supporters, arguing that she should have been allowed to participate because she's on the ballot.
That ought to define who's in the debate, and we've played by the rules. You shouldn't have to pay to play to be included in the public debate. That's not what democracy is supposed to be about. Pay-to-play politics is the problem.
The Boston Media Consortium, of which WBUR is a member, had also decided to exclude Stein from a series of upcoming debates, arguing she hadn't raised enough money. Then this week, the consortium reversed itself and said Stein will be allowed to participate in its debate next week. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.
Debate audio comes courtesy of WBZ Radio.